This is VOA News via remote. I am Diane Roberts. As U.S. President Donald Trump continues insisting a coronavirus vaccine may be ready by Election Day, Dr. Anthony Fauci says he's sticking with his own projection. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Fauci says he's looking at early next year. One could be ready sooner, but it's unlikely. Fauci's comments on CBS this morning came after AstraZeneca put its late-stage vaccine study on hold because a participant in Britain fell ill. Fauci says it's routine to pause studies because of side effects, and Dr. Ashish Jha agrees.
This happens.
Telling NBC's Today Show it's unclear exactly what happened to the participant or how serious the illness is.
But we've got to sort this out before we move forward.
Jha says he's hopeful it's just a one-off and not an indication of a more serious problem with the vaccine itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
AstraZeneca developed the COVID-19 vaccine global trial in cooperation with Britain's University of Oxford. It's being tested in large-scale Phase 2 and Phase 3 trials in several nations, including the United States, Britain, Brazil, South Africa, and India. The governor of Brazil's Sao Paulo state said Wednesday Phase 3 clinical trials of a potential COVID-19 vaccine developed by China's Sinovac Biotech Limited have shown promising results, and it may be available to Brazilians as early as December. Some 9,000 Brazilian volunteers are participating in the Sinovac vaccine trial in 12 cities in Brazil. At the start of next year, Phase 3 trials of Russia's Sputnik V COVID-19 vaccine will also be conducted on 10,000 volunteers in Brazil in partnership with the State of Paraná Technology Institute. From Washington, this is VOA News. President Donald Trump acknowledged in February he knew how deadly and contagious the coronavirus was, but did not convey that information to the American people because he did not want to create a panic. This, according to interviews for a new book. The recorded interviews obtained by CNN and based on a new book titled Rage by journalist Bob Woodward came out just weeks before the November 3rd presidential election, and as Mr. Trump's efforts to battle COVID-19 have come under intense criticism as being too little, too late. Speaking to reporters, President Trump says his remarks were meant to calm the nation.
We don't want to instill panic. We don't want to jump up and down and start shouting that we have a problem that is a tremendous problem, scare everybody.
Joe Biden courted working-class voters in hotly contested Michigan Wednesday as he warned President Donald Trump's negligence in handling the coronavirus pandemic plunged the United States into recession. It was the former vice president's first foray into the state since he secured the Democratic Party's nomination in June and comes a day before his Republican rival, President Trump, makes his own trip there. The dueling campaign stops, including same-day appearances Friday at a 9/11 commemoration in Pennsylvania, signal the ferocity with which the two will battle over a handful of swing states likely to determine the outcome of the November 3rd election. Both campaigns agree Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin are keys to the November election. A spokesperson for the European Commission says its vice president will travel to London Thursday to meet his British counterpart in an emergency meeting. It comes after the UK proposed legislation ignoring parts of the Brexit withdrawal agreement it signed in January. The spokesperson said in a tweet, the quote, the EU seeks clarifications from the UK on the full and timely implementation of the withdrawal agreement, end quote. The new bill seeks to give British ministers veto power over trading provisions for the four home nations, including Northern Ireland, regardless of any objections from Brussels. Wednesday, United Nations peacekeepers resumed protection of Congo's Nobel Prize laureate Denis Mukwege, who received death threats in recent weeks after he called for justice over serious human rights violations. Mukwege has won international recognition, including the 2018 Nobel Prize for decades of work treating female victims of the conflict in Bukavu in East Democratic Republic of Congo. His recent comments embroiled him in a dispute with neighboring Rwanda, whose defense minister last month accused Mukwege of peddling propaganda. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.